This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. No federal government shutdown this weekend. Congress has agreed on a spending measure for now. The AP's Norman Hall.
Congress has passed another short-term spending measure that would keep one set of federal agencies operating through March 8th and another set through March 22nd. The extension averts a shutdown for parts of the federal government that would otherwise have kicked in at 12:01 a.m. Saturday. The bill now goes to President Joe Biden to be signed into law. The short-term extension is the fourth in recent months. Lawmakers are voicing increased optimism that it'll be the last before Congress approves two separate spending packages totaling more than $1.6 trillion for the full fiscal year. Norman Hall, Washington.
Today we expect the judge hearing Donald Trump's classified documents case to set a trial date.
At a hearing today, the federal judge in Fort Pierce, Florida, overseeing the classified documents trial of former President Donald Trump, is expected to set a new trial date. It was scheduled to begin May 20th, but U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon has been signaling that may get pushed back. Federal prosecutors led by Jack Smith requested July 8th. Defense lawyers countered with August 12th, but say there is no way to hold a fair trial before the Republican National Convention in July or the November election. Trump denies any wrongdoing. He faces 40 counts on charges that he willfully retained top-secret documents at his Mar-a-Lago estate, urged his lawyer to hide records and lie to the FBI, and enlisted staff to delete surveillance footage. I'm Jennifer King.
Both Donald Trump and President Biden visited the U.S.-Mexico border yesterday, a few hundred miles apart. They argued from a distance over who was to blame for the nation's broken immigration system and how to fix it. The largest wildfire in Texas history has now killed two people, the Smokehouse Creek Fire in the Texas Panhandle. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny's funeral is today in Moscow, his death still unexplained. This is AP News. The IRS is going after high-income earners who haven't filed tax returns in years past. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Millionaire tax cheats, beware. The IRS is coming for tens of thousands of high-wealth earners who haven't filed tax returns in the last 7 years. It starts with non-compliance letters this week to more than 25,000 millionaires and 100,000 people who earn $400,000 a year and upward. The Treasury Department says they won't increase audit rates for anyone making under $400,000, but there's funding from the Inflation Reduction Act to make sure delinquent millionaires pay their fair share. Earlier this year, the IRS announced it already collected roughly $500 million in overdue taxes from millionaires who were delinquent. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.